There's not many of you, it's just back in here. Wow. Oh no. Everybody knows my name here. I'm Joe. Do you know my name? I don't know your name. What's your name?
Jackson. Jackson.
Jackson.
Faith.
Who?
Timothy.
Cameron. Micah. Spring. Caroline. Okay. You guys over there. What's your name?
What's your name?
Josiah. And what's your name? Deborah. Okay. Well, you know me now. My name's Joe. I know you. We've introduced ourselves. I need your help. It's my first time up here, and I'm a bit nervous. So I need you guys to pay attention and help me. I'm going to have a lot of times where I'm going to ask questions, and I think you guys could raise your hands. Can you raise your hand? Look at you. You're helping already. All right, so let's pray, and then I'll try to teach you something, right? Dear Jesus, I thank you for this day. Thank you for the things we've heard already. Thank you for the time of singing. And Lord, I pray that you'd please bless this lesson. I pray that it'd be a blessing to the children. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, I have six children. So I was thinking, What do children need? What kind of help could a child need? So all of you here, what do you have in common? What's the same about all of you? You can raise your hand. Your friends? Okay, anything else? You're all kids, you're all children, right? Okay. So would you say children are important to God? Are they? All right, they are. Did you know that in the Bible, the word child or children is mentioned over 616 times? Child or children. Now, it doesn't always mean children. And sometimes it means adults are supposed to be childlike to God, but it's mentioned, child or children is mentioned over 616 times. That's a lot, right? So if God said something 616 times, it must be important to him. Right? All right. I'm not going to read all the verses. I'll just read a couple. All right. How about go to, and this one's all every child's favorite verse. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Does anyone have that one memorized? Anyone? No? Okay. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So, who wants to do the right thing? We all want to do the right thing, right? So in order to do the right thing, we need to... Anybody? What? Obey your parents, right? That's simple. All right, we got another one. This is another child's favorite verse. All right, so Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. It says almost the same thing. It says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. So who wants to please the Lord? You want to please the Lord? Okay, so how do we please the Lord? How can you, as a child, please the Lord? Obey your parents. I mean, you guys are smart. Making this very easy. So there's three words that were the same, right? These two verses, they said the same thing in those three verses. What were the three words that were the same? Children was one. What other one?
Obey.
And? You can say it. Just say it out loud. Parents. There you go. Children, obey parents. We know what children are, right? Your children. We know what parents are, your mom and dad. What does the word obey mean? What does it mean? To listen? What else? What is listen? What does obey mean? Okay, is that tough? Okay, so the word obey means to do what you're told to do, right? Do what you're told to do, but to do it with a good attitude. Has your mom and dad ever told you to do something like go clean your bedroom? And maybe you obeyed, but you didn't have the best attitude about it. Like, I'll go stomp up your bedroom, up the stairs, and go into your room and shove everything under your bed and say you did it. Did you obey? Is that obeying? No, because you didn't have a good attitude about it, right? Now when my children were small, Johnny, it's hard to believe he was small, we used to play a game called the Obey Game. Do you remember that, John? No, you were small. And it was kind of like Simon Says. But we would say, okay, instead of I would say Simon Says, I would say Daddy Says, and then I would pick one of my kids and I'd say, go do this, go pick up those blocks. And they would run over there and pick up those blocks and they put them away. And, before they did it, they say, yes, sir. You know, just trying to teach them to obey with a good attitude. I would play the game, but there's no mess up here to clean up, and I don't remember your names enough. Now, parents, we were tasked to train our children, right? The Bible says in Proverbs 22, we're supposed to train up our children. So that's why your parents tell you to clean up your room and to brush your teeth and to clean up the dishes and to, because they're trying to make you into adults. Right? Do you know that you're going to turn into adults someday, right? It's going to happen. And all the fun, all the games, all the playing, it's going to, well, maybe not all the fun and all the playing won't stop, but it's going to be less of it. And so your parents are trying to train you to be adults. And what do adults, what, What do adults have to do? What are adults? What are adults? Why do? What's who do adults have to obey? God, right? We have to obey God. We want you to obey God. We want you to be pleasing God to God. So that's what we're trying to. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to teach you to, you know, I got a confession. When I saw my name on the schedule to teach a children's class, I didn't want to obey. I didn't want to obey. I didn't want to have a good attitude about God. I didn't want to sit up here and see your smiling faces. I didn't want to do it. But I obeyed, and I'm trying to do it with a good attitude so I can be a good example to you. Does that make sense? Even adults have to obey and have a good attitude about it. Do you understand? Did that make any sense? It did? All right. You can go back to your parents.